This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruch haba'im. We are continuing Mishnah Brura. Daf HaShavua. We're learning Simin Kuf Samach Beis. Last time we got together, we learned the halacha of Shif Shuf Yadayim, that technically you should rub your hands together during the Netilah. This was in Sif Gimel. Let's see the end of Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel said like this. Natal miktzas yadav chazavaisav natal hanishem yadav. You wash part of your hand, then you wash the rest of it. Hare yadoi tmeya kamay shahisa. Your hand was tamei the way it was. De'inatila chatzan. There's no halfway washing. However, v'madayin yesh al miktzas hayad shenata al batchila toifeach al manas latviach. But if the first part of your hand was a little bit wet, then harezu tahira, it's tahar. V'med v'mamurim v'mayim rishonim, avol b'shniyim, mayim shniyim, noit al miktzas yadav v'choizer moysef al miktzasan. It means as follows. We learned last time that there's no such thing as purifying part of your hand. It's either all or nothing. So if you pour on part of your hand, nothing happens. And therefore, it's not going to help to then pour on the second part of the hand. The Mishnah Berurah said the reason is because it's not the derech to wash it that way. That's not the derech to do so that way. However, says the Mechaber, that's only the first washing of your hand. But if then you, the mayim shniyim, you could do miktsas u'miktsas. Now, however, we also learned that if let's say you washed half of the hand, you washed just, you know, the top part of the fingers, so that doesn't do anything. And then you wash the next part of the fingers, also, nothing is accomplished. But if the first part of the hand is still wet while you're washing the second part of the hand, then it is effective. As long as if the first part of the hand is toifeach, amenas lahatpiach, it would be effective. Okay. Now, let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed. Harezu Tahira. Yesh me'achrenim shekasu, some achrenim, right? The dafka b'dieved ain't tzarach lachsav l'ital. If this halacha, the mechaber, that if the first part of the hand is still wet, you don't have to wash again. In other words, you could count the washing of the first half and be mitzarif with the second half. That's only b'di'eved. However, you have to wash the whole hand at once. Not in one pouring. So now we come to a new halacha. This din, that you can't wash half of a hand at a time, is only without a pause in between. But if you wash, let's say, the first part of the hand, and then you immediately wash the second part of the hand, that would be effective. V'lav davka b'shvicha achas, ala filu b'shtei shvichas, even two pourings, kol shaloi shah bein tayim klal, as long as you don't wait in between at all, k'shvicha achas dami, it's like one pouring. V'alkein, therefore, im noitel mimei ha-handpas, if you wash from something called a handpas, this is on the bottom it says a small jug, a small barrel that could be carried in the hand. Al yidei hatzinar shekorin kran ay handle, with a spigot shepivtzar, that the opening is narrow. V'tzarch lepascha ulasagi gada, open it and close it, b'chol shvicha shvicha, for every pouring, k'dei shivaya mayim mikoich gavra, so that the water should be considered like it's coming from the force of a man, k'da elbasim kufna tesiv tes, mikol makom, a'idei zman katzer kazeh, through this short amount of time, lo mikri hefsik, it's not called a hefsik. Let's, basically like this, let's say you have a big container, these big Gatorade canisters, and it has a spigot, And it's not going to help just to open the spigot and now the water comes out, because only the first rush will be considered like koyach gavra. But once the water continuously flows, that's no longer koyach gavra. So what's needed is you have to open it and close it, open it and close it, open it and close it. But in that case, the first opening is only washing the first part of your hand. The second opening is washing the second part of your hand. But now you got a problem because you can't do netila l'chatzon. The answer is that amount of hefsek is not considered a hefsek. That's considered seamless enough that it's all one and the two washings are mitzarif. Umi kol makom im yesh loy kli acher. If you have another kli, toiv shelo yita mekli kazeh, better not to use this. Better not to use a thing where you're just opening the spigot and closing the spigot, opening the spigot, closing the spigot. That better not to use it. Or sometimes you have like on an urn where you press the top. Just some etza toiva. Don't use an urn for netilas yadayim. That's not a good idea. But let's say you have cold water in the urn, and it's one of these compressor, you know, one of these pump urns, which, by the way, is mamish asking for trouble. It should last you at least one Shabbos, you know, that they should work at least one Shabbos. But let's say you're ready on Shabbos 2, and the way it's going to work, you're pressing it. So the first press, you get, you know, the first part of your hand. The second press, the second part of your hand. So then it would work, but it's not l'chadchila. It's not l'chadchila. Now this is all the first washing of the hand. But the second washing of the hand, remember, the second washing is not to be metar your hands. It's to get off the tamei water. So then why wouldn't you be able to do a half a netila at a time? You see, to create tahara, you can't do a half a netila. To remove mayim tameim, so you could remove the first part of the mayim tameim and then remove the second part of the mayim tameim. Avo b'shniyim, right? So lemer avshe nigav miktsas hayad lagamri. Even though you dried part of the hand completely, yuchal lahoisav al miktsas hasheni. You can now add on the second half. The elu amayim, these waters einam bam laetzam netila shel hayadam. They're not coming for the etzam netila. Rak letayer es amayim arishayim, only to purify the first waters. Siv dalet. Shafach mayim al yaday achas. Let's say you poured water on one hand, v'shif shifa b'chaverta, and then you rub it on the other hand. So now, the hand that was cleaned is now coming into contact with the hand that was tamei. Loy also loy netila. The netila is not effective. Afilu shafach ba'achroina al shtei yadav. Even if after that you pour on both hands, why? Because the water that you poured on hand one became tamei. And when you rubbed it on the second hand became tamei. Mayim shniyim is only mitayer, water that became tamei from that hand. Not water that became tamei from a different hand. So like this, you pour water on your right hand, okay? Your right hand is pure, the water on it is tamei. You then rub the left hand on it. What has happened is the water became tamei on your right hand, and your second hand now has on it mayim tameim from the first hand. So when you pour more water on the first hand, you get off the tamei water on the first hand. But there's no way to be metaher your second hand, because now your second hand has on it tamei water from a different hand. There's no process of being metaher tamei water from a different hand. Only water that became tamei from that hand itself could become tahar. A hand that became tamei from a different tamei water from a different hand cannot become tahar. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Shafach mayim. Mayri kesha shafach rak mayim rishonim. We're talking about you only poured the first waters. namely miktsas meravias, part of the ravias, al yad achas on one hand, v'shivshifa b'shnei shenatu, and you rubbed it on the second hand that's not washed. Why? Mishum shachish, if you thought shayala natila gamla shnia b'shivshifzeh, you figured, why do I need to pour water on the second hand? I'll just use the moisture on the first hand to clean the second hand. Mishum shachish, okay. The same halacha would be if you rubbed it on the second hand to somehow remove the sweat or the dirt. The halacha is loy alsa. What does it not help for? It's not that we're worried hand two is metame hand one. No, there's no big deal. Hand one became tahar. There's tame water on hand one. The fact that you touch it with the tame hand, who cares? The hand is tahar, the water is tamei anyway, and you'll remove it. So there's no
problem. The hand tamei now from touching second hand.
Because the hand is tahar from doing the netilas yadayim. Elamai, there's water. The tamei water on hand one does not become more tamei.
Yeah, but the hand does. Fine, so, but then you're introducing external tumah to that hand.
Who says that a tamei hand, by touching a tahar hand, makes that hand tamei? We never found that a tamei hand makes tamei a tahar hand. The hands are shniyim. So just because one tamei hand touches a tahar hand, we have not found that a tamei hand could be metamei a tahar hand. What is the issue then? The issue seems like... No, I'm sorry. You're right. V'gam yadzu nitmeis b'negiyasa b'chaverta ukel kamei. Hand one does become tamei, but ukel kamei. We'll see later. We'll see later why hand one becomes tamei. We have not encountered the process of that. But the Mishnah Berurah is adding hand one will become tamei. Nitme'u. So what is the tumah we're talking about? We're talking about the tumah of hand two. Nitmu demayim arishayim chashuvim tameim. The first waters are tamei. The nitmu beisanatil, they became tamei at the time of the tiel. Benegiasam biyader kanal besif beis. Uchshashiv shifan nitmeis. Vigara al yedei tumazu shekibla ata yoisem yimloi hayadum nitulois klal. Hand two's tumah is worse in the tumah it receives now than had you never washed in the first place. Why? Demayim atmeim shabo al yadai, tamei water that came on your hand, afim yishpech aleim kama kavim, even if you poured many kav of water, lo yitaru. Again, mayim tamei on a different hand, ad she yinagve mikoidim, until you dry it first. Kedem afarish, as we're going to explain. Let's do one more. So, when you rub it, you're metame chaverta, hand two. So now the Mishnah Berurah adds, well, what Mendy was saying, u'memela gam hi atzma nitmes. Memela, hand one is tame. This comes from the Lechem Chamudos and the Magen Avram. If you want to come with us to the Magen Avram, let us know now. We're going Sunday, and we still need a minyan. And v'tzarch lenagva gam ken, you'll have to dry hand two, kivan shekiblo meimea tmeya al yedei negiyasa, since it received we're now talking about hand one. Hand one is tamei. You'll have to dry it because the water, listen to this, it's a little different than what we were saying. The water on hand one, the tumah water on hand one doesn't make hand one tameh. Right? You washed nitzel zedam in hand one. The hand became tahar and the water is tameh. But the water on hand one now received tumah through hand two. Umay mashnim enam atarim elo tumah sayar atzma. And now hand one's tumah water will not become tahar because it received tumah from a different hand. Okay, we're going to hold it right here in the middle of this Mishnah Berurah. We'll continue tomorrow. Shkayach.
Recording stopped.
Okay, don't go in.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.